Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Okay, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
He said, ella dijo. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you trying to pronounce with everything?
Guys, so this is an experiment, and if you hate it, you'll let me know. You know that I talked to you about my situation with my TMJ.
Can you guys hear it?
It's very severe.
Do you hear it?
So I've been dealing with this new doctor, orthodontist.
Yeah.
And I have a big device inside my mouth that I'm supposed to use 24/7, even eat with it, which is going to be impossible. And And it's going to take me probably a year because of what I do for a living. If I'm on camera.
There's no way you can act with that.
I can't. Exactly. I can't. I'm not even supposed to do the podcast with this. But they adjusted it like an hour ago. And she's begging me to please keep it in my mouth. Basically, they want to change my bite completely to release the tension on my jaw. So the disc that moved out completely out of the way goes back in or regenerates itself. It's a big commitment. I don't know.
It's this or surgery, which is a big deal.
It's this or
jaw surgery.
Having to have jaw surgery, which I don't want to do, but I don't want to be in pain anymore. So I'm going to try to see how I can handle living 22 hours of the day.
22?
Because I'm going to eat without it. I can't eat with it.
Okay.
You're supposed to, but I can't. So if it's severely annoying and you guys think that I sound crazy, know that I look crazy and I sound crazy, but I won't do it again. I guess when I do the podcast, I will remove it. But just know that by dealing with me, you're helping me heal my jaw.
You would risk the healing nature of your jaw for surgery just to support the podcast?
100%. I love, he said, I love our listeners.
Cut to, she's in surgery because you never wore it.
Oh my God,
podcast.
I know. So I don't know how long I'm going to last, but I'm going to try again. If you can't stand it, let me know and I will remove it next time.
So like, we had a couple listeners that wrote in. One asked at Chenford _FL asked if we could talk a little bit more about our relationship and working together. And what would be our dream project for the two of us to work on? We've worked together on the acting side. We did a TV movie together.
Yeah. And then Taste of Summer.
Yeah, we have the podcast. And we get along really well working together. Listen, the podcast is a therapy session because we'll come in, you know, hot from an argument. We still have to do the podcast. And that's funny because you all don't see that behind the scenes. But there's tension in the room.
We're such good actors.
We push through it.
And then people have no idea that I can't stand him. He can't stand me.
And
we
do
the podcast. No, like very few times.
If we have a fight.
And we do the podcast and we laugh, ha, 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 ha. And everything's peaches and cream.
And then we go
home
and we're not talking like a normal couple in a fight.
It's so awful.
But sometimes the podcast is like a therapy session and we air some stuff out with you all and we leave stronger and happier, which happens too. But listen, we have a good time. Acting wise, we had a blast working together up in Canada. I think it was funny because we operate very differently. I joke around constantly. I'm a bit of a clown on set.
This is the dream, guys. We want to do a sitcom. We want to do Multicam that shoots in LA at CBS Radford, which is 5 minutes from our house. And just have that kind of a living. You work Monday through Thursday. You can have time with your family. Mm-hmm. And we make people laugh. And it was basically doing like a He Said, Ella Dijo sitcom for a network.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be the dream job.
Like before we started the podcast, we were actually in talks to do a sitcom, in development on a sitcom. And then right before it really got off the ground, I booked The Rookie. And she booked Grand Hotel.
And or both Fantasy show, Island. Which
no,
one?
Grand Hotel.
Grand Hotel?
And
okay.
Both shows went to a series. The Rookie stayed on. Grand Hotel got canceled, unfortunately. And we've been put on hold for the development of this project. But doing this sitcom is probably the dream gig for the two of us for sure. Hopefully it manifests.
Basically, this is what we want to do. We want to be able to do, we want to become the next Ricky and Lucy. We do have a successful sitcom. And then make that into having our own studio and developing and producing things.
These are big dreams. It wasn't our idea, by the way, to do this whole Ricky. It was pitched to us. People that knew us and know our relationship and the dynamic, kind of what you all hear on He Said Adio.
You wouldn't want to have your own studio? How cool would that be?
Of course. So anyways, that's
probably
the dream.
In Puerto Rico, guys, so we can get the tax incentives.
Oh my gosh. All right.
And then I run for governor.
Oh, wow. There's a lot happening here. Okay. That's probably the answer to that question. That's our dream gig. Also, another listener, Pam M. We're so happy that you love us and you listen to us at the gym all the way from Scotland, from Glasgow.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. I love how we have listeners all over the world staying on this journey with us of makeup, breakup. We don't break up.
What are you talking about?
Fight, love.
We don't fight in front of the cameras. Have we ever?
In front of the cameras, never. We just told, we just said everybody, we act very well. But right now, guys, we're not acting. We're actually on good terms.
Because he got laid last night.
Wow, that's the reason.
I mean, as long as he gets laid, he's fine.
That's so ooh, true.
Sorry, was that you or me?
That was my mistake. Now, Oscar nominations are out. Oscar nominations are out. I have not seen one movie. Not one.
I saw one.
I'm so behind on the movie scene. I couldn't give you one opinion about anything here.
So do you know who got nominated?
I do know who got nominated, and I have a feeling some are very deserving.
Like who?
I mean, I hear the cast from Oppenheimer is great. I hear it's a movie I actually do want to see. The I don't know if I really care to see Flowers of the Moon, whatever that one, the DiCaprio one. Uh-huh. I know the girl's very good in it. It's a long movie. I love Scorsese. It's just long. Now, the interesting one for me is Barbie. I haven't seen Barbie. Now, I've heard a lot of people that love Barbie, and I know some people that didn't really vibe with Barbie, but how in the world does everyone get nominated but Margot Robbie? How does Barbie not get nominated? And I think what she did was no easy task portraying herself as a Barbie doll. I heard Isabella told me today that she had to learn how to walk like that to act like she was a Barbie, that it wasn't mechanical or anything like that. It was her.
She was really good. She did miracles with the task at hand, which is you're going to play an icon. You're going to play a Barbie. You're going to be a doll. And she did it with grace.
And Greta Gerwig got snubbed, I heard, too. Huh? She got snubbed, the director.
Who?
Greta Gerwig.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
How do you nominate Ryan Gosling, America Ferrera? The script got nominated. All of these aspects of the movie
everybody
got nominated.
But her.
But the director who directed these actors didn't get nominated. And the lead actress who produced and got the movie made and is Barbie, how does she get snubbed? And again, I haven't seen it. I'm very happy for Ryan and America. But was America that much more dynamic than Margot Robbie playing Barbie? Or is that really a situation where the category was much more difficult for Margot Robbie?
Maybe.
That could be the reason.
It's possible.
She probably deserves it. It's just the category can only have, is it five? So there are probably just some tough competition in the lead actress category.
In the movie, America had a piece of material. It was a monologue about female empowerment and about how difficult and how society views females. And it was a well-written piece of material that she delivered beautifully. And I'm assuming everybody grabbed onto that. And I don't know. This is what I want to say something. And I am very proud of her. It's the first time nominated as a fellow Latina, somebody that has spent her entire career being a voice for Latino talent. And she's very outspoken about opportunity. And America is next level. So I'm very happy for her. Now, I'm going to tell you something. How in the world does Eva Longoria get no love for Flaming Hot? A movie that I believe is so effective, so well directed. It had everything from joy to tears to incredible message to phenomenal acting, great score in terms of the music. And they did get nominated, Diana Warren, for Best Song. But the entire movie to me was so wonderful. And the two lead actors, Annie and what is his name? My apologies. What is his name?
Jesse.
Did incredible. And get no love at all from any award shows. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's all very bizarre to me. I think some of it just comes down to categories, right? So like Eva had to contend with Scorsese and some big Christopher Nolan, some big directors, which maybe that's part of the trouble. It doesn't mean it's deserved, but I'm just saying that has to be an explanation, just like Margot Robbie. I don't know, best supporting actor. So you put Gosling in the supporting category, even though he's technically the lead actor in the movie. But I guess you could say he's supporting to her.
Completely.
But he is the lead actor.
Yeah.
As well. But you can't put him in the lead actor category because he probably wouldn't have been nominated.
I texted you this, and I don't know if I'm talking out of my ass. So my apologies. because Eva is so loved and respected within the community, within the entertainment industry. She is, by executives, by everybody. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Flaming Hot would have been directed by like an Almodovar or like a big hot director.
Just not a first time director. From, a first time big feature
exactly,
director.
Like from South America, from Argentina, or like some European person would have directed the movie. I wonder if it would have been different because of the machine behind it and the money plays behind it. I don't know, but maybe I'm talking crazy. Maybe I'm talking crazy. It's like we have a show, guys, that we sold to a network.
She deserved to be in. Her name deserved to be in that hat, for sure.
I think so. Oh, maybe it was. Maybe she was part of the mix until the very, very end. You know, we don't know that. But anyways, we thought it was amazing. But it's interesting because we have a show that we sold to a network that is a Latino. It's a Latino show, pretty much. You know, the cast is predominantly Latino. It's about a multicultural condo in Miami. And we're having a bit of a... It's been like climbing this crazy mountain to be able to have people understand what we're aiming for. And I'm going, I wonder if the same thing would have been brought to the network by a George Lopez or somebody that is a proven Latino talent.
If they would have as many questions.
That is a phenomenal writer, producer, actor, whatever, you know, like very well known. I wonder if George Lopez would have brought the material. If they would be giving him the amount of caca that they're giving a young writer that we think is very capable.
I guarantee you, even if you just put him as, you know, the lead talent in something, people aren't going to question
They
as
are
much of it.
Or they won't?
No, they won't question they it won't. As much. I don't think so.
So do you see that's the part of this business that I can't stand it, guys.
It's tough.
Sorry for my lisp, but do I sound like I have a lisp?
A little bit.
Is it awful?
No.
Are you distracted by my speech?
You're doing a very good job with
that. Because I'm trying to speak very clear.
I'm very impressed.
Guys, I have a device for my TMJ. So, sorry. I just want to make sure that everybody knows. So if they don't start like halfway through the episode, they go, what the heck is up? Is she drunk? We think she's drunk. I'm not drunk. I just have a thing inside my mouth.
No, you are crushing it. You're doing good.
What if my face changes? They're going to move my bite, so my jaw is going to move forward a little bit. Then I have to do Invisalign or whatever braces because now my bite is different, so they have to correct my teeth. Is it going to change me completely?
You're going to be like Kanye West when he had jaw surgery and changed it. And then now he has titanium teeth, by the way.
That's awful.
Are you going to do that?
No, thank you.
Throw some titanium teeth in there.
Let me ask something.
Get a grill.
What happened? This will be my new bite. Let me show you. Wait.
You're going to pop your jaw out in the middle of this whole podcast and it's going to be a problem. No, that's an underbite. That's not going to happen.
No, I saw you. This is my bite. Wait. Oh my God.
Nobody can see this.
Here.
They're listening.
Can you tell?
Yeah, if you do that, I can tell.
Can you tell that it changed my face?
When you do that, I can tell.
For real, Eric. This is going to be
my that's
face.
For real. I can tell.
Is it awful?
I think you have to go Kanye. Go all the way on Yeezy style.
Now I'm in my head.
Get the platinum.
This is
you look crazy right now with sticking your chin out like that.
Eric, this
They're
is my new
gonna
face.
Adjust, no, they'll adjust it accordingly.
No.
Guys, listen, I'm sorry. Roz is going through a...
You see what I'm dealing with? The other day, I had jeans on. He's saying that I look flat as a board, that I have no eyes, that he was shocked.
Now I'm telling him,
like, you're too skinny, you're too skinny.
No.
Now I'm saying, listen, this is my new bite for my health, so I don't have any more jaw and neck pain. And he's like, you look crazy. Your jaw,
guys,
you're like,
I
what
made
do I do?
A mistake. She had said we were at dinner and she adjusted her
dress. It looks
great.
Look, I look chiseled.
Chiseled. She adjusted her dress and she said, oh, I can't believe this is too big for me. And I said, well, you think you've lost a little weight? She's like, no, it's impossible. I came back from Puerto Rico. I gained a pound. I said, well, I don't know where that pound went. You've lost some weight. And I said, I noticed you were wearing jeans the other day and you've always had a booty. And I looked and I was like, unless the jeans were just super baggy, I was like, wow, her butt just went, you didn't have as much of a booty. It went flat. And then I got in trouble. She got very mad at me.
Dude.
But I could see that as a compliment. Like, go ahead and eat a burger.
Listen to me, Eric.
That's
Winter.
Okay, right?
I'm
telling you could eat.
No, I've always been small.
I know.
I enjoy being skinny. If you're into big booties, and round and big legs and that kind of thing. It's beautiful. Go ahead.
I'm not saying that's what I'm into.
Or I want to be.
Since I've been with you, you have been up and down with all different types of weights. You've had two children. And how many times have I told you, even when you gained baby weight, I was like, I love it. You look great.
I don't like it.
You look great.
I like this, the tinier the better.
When you went super tiny when you did your movie Yellow,
no, I said that was
you were a little too skinny.
I did it for a role.
I said you were too skinny.
I was down to like 108 pounds. Okay. Or no, 102.
Okay. But now, if I'm saying you look beautiful, which I say all the time, but I'm saying don't lose any more weight. Like you tell me sometimes you tell me, babe, you're getting too skinny. You're losing a little weight. And I panic.
What are you
looking
at right now?
I'm looking at the news for different topics that we're going to be discussing.
Oh.
Listen, you cut me off from my train of thought. My point is you
because
say
you're
sometimes
talking
to me,
nonsense and no, I don't want
sometimes you tell
you
me I look too skinny
anymore.
And I panic and I go, oh my God, I don't want to be too skinny. Whatever. I'm telling you, feel free to gain
me
some
llamo
weight.
Chumba.
I'm not saying
me
you
llamo
gotta
chumba.
Get...
Me dijo, no tienes culo, estás chumba, no tienes nada de carne.
No.
And I was like, beautiful, that's how I like it. Perfect, call me chumba.
You're making stuff up. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying you can go ahead and put on some weight if you want to. It's okay.
Okay. What about my new top, guys? Look at this top. My little top from Rosalind Sanchez.
You're talking about your RS?
No,
Rosalind
I'm not
Sanchez
supposed
line?
To talk about it yet, but I'm doing a little clothing line, guys, and it's going to be out very soon. I mean, it's out, but I cannot
it's
talk
out
about
already,
it.
But we can't fully.
But, anyways,
talk about
this
it.
White top is.
That's part of your clothing line.
It's part
line.
Of my clothing line. Very simple and comfortable. Bueno, bonito y barato, meaning it's pretty, cheap, affordable. Bueno, good, bonito, pretty, barato, affordable.
That's what you're rocking?
Yeah. Bueno, bonito, barato. What else is happening? What is the latest with Dylan? Dylan had a play date yesterday with a new friend.
So one of Sevi's tennis friends, Dylan is obsessed. And I get it. You want to hang out with older, you know, kids and like, yeah, you know, buddies that feel like they're mature and you can kind of, they play Legos together, but Sebi's friend from tennis came over, hung out with Dylan, God bless him, playing Legos with him for like an hour and a half. Literally, I'm having to talk to the mom saying, I'm so sorry, but is Brody, your 14-year-old son, available to come hang out and do Legos with my 6-year-old while we all chat in the living room? Oh my God. It's too funny, but he has found like an older brother that he just adores. He's obsessed with him. It's hilarious.
I know. These are so cute.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are we ever going to buy a new house? Because you started talking to me again.
Can we not talk about
house?
This topic? Because we're gonna, like, we have never had a fight in front of the cameras and live on the podcast. It might happen today.
Well, now I'm surprised you haven't said we need to leave anyway.
Over.
You know, our washer. This is so funny. This is like a topic at work.
Nobody cares.
Everybody has been asking me about our washer at work.
Why?
Because the entire time I'm on set filming, the people are calling. So our washer broke down mid-cycle.
Oh my God, who
all
cares?
The clothes locked inside of it for a week, and we can't get anybody out to open the washer. So everything must stink inside.
Yeah, but
I thought you were going to use this for sure as an excuse to buy a new house, knowing you. Either the washer
house?
Goes or I get a new house. For sure, this is going to be a tactic. You see, everything's falling apart in this house.
It is. No, nothing is falling apart because we're all over it. But it's starting to show signs of stuff. Gary, you know, you're too comfortable. You're too frugal. We're never going to move, guys, unless I'll just pay for everything.
That's not true. You pay for everything. So, what are you talking about? I'm just happy until we find the right place.
No, but we have found the house many times over. It's
out of
just
our budget.
You don't want to do it. It's not
before.
Out of budget. You're afraid. That's
gosh.
All. Anyway, you see, guys, this is why we can't talk about this. I saw two more.
Again,
but I can guarantee
budget.
You, Eric is going to go to one. He finds a problem with absolutely everything. He walks in going, instead of going in embracing, open-minded, going, let me see if I like this one. He goes in thinking, let me freaking find the most miniature problem just so I can
that's
have a
not
problem.
My number one problem is
Eric,
out of our
on.
Budget.
No, that's not true.
Having a budget.
That's not true.
Yes,
I don't
want to
talk
true.
About fucking budget anymore.
Whoa, big words
so
on the
done.
Podcast.
I'm
oh
so
my
done.
Gosh.
Anyways.
I guess we are going to fight on this
podcast. Yes, we are. So guys, we're not moving unless we move to Puerto Rico and I just showed him.
She shows me a video. She goes, oh, you know what? We're going to buy this coffee plantation in Puerto Rico. It's amazing. I have all these animals, all these things. It's just like, you know, you give me the dollar amount. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I never
we're
said
not,
that.
We're not buying that.
What are you talking
you
about?
You sent me some picture of something.
Just for
at.
You to see. $16 million, guys. Yeah, that's not our, that's, we don't have the budget for that. Don't be ridiculous. I just showed you so you can see this amazing property.
You're gonna try and spin an angle.
No. Oh, you can, that place is like
we could rent it. I'm like, get out of here. I ain't renting this.
But I just saw a property in Guaynabo, which is where my parents live. It's a beautiful county, and they have a house with four stables for four horses right in the middle of the city, like an acre and a half right in the middle of the city. Amazing. For like,
we'll never go. It's too far. We'll barely use it.
No, we have to move to Puerto Rico.
We barely use it. Yeah, Let me ask you. I asked you this the other day. What would you do? I saw this on the news. How would you handle this? There was a flight that was leaving from London to Dublin. Very simple commuter flight. And I guess there was some storm happening. They couldn't land. They circled and circled and circled and then had to reroute and fly to Paris to let the passengers off. The flight that normally is, I don't know, an hour and something flight to hop over the water took 10 hours. 10 hours.
What do you think will happen to me? What do you think would happen to me?
I would actually like to be on that plane just to see how you'd handle it. It'd actually be a nightmare. Oh my God.
I would be in psychiatric care right now. Like, what happened to Roz? She
a 1 hour flight.
She had a tiny panic attack.
A smaller plane. 10 hours.
Dead. I'll be dead. No. I can't. Look, guys, I flew from Puerto Rico. I was delayed in Dallas for 2 hours. And then we landed in LA. And the gate was taken by a plane that was supposed to exit. But they found some maintenance issue. So we were waiting at the runway for an hour before we were able to pull in. I got home. And you can ask Eric. On my way home, I'm going, I have anxiety. I don't feel good. I think I'm going to throw up. We get to the house. Everybody's sleeping. It's midnight. I walk to the kitchen. I dropped everything and I went to the little kitchen nook and I had to lay down because I had a full-on panic attack just because I was for 1 hour stuck inside the plane at the runway.
Yeah, it's tough. Traveling
is a lot and expensive and annoying and the weather is not cooperating. And then I don't know if this happens to you guys every time that I'm flying now because of COVID and now this bad flu that everybody keeps getting that we got, it doesn't fail. I catch a plane and whoever is sitting next to me or big proximity, like close proximity to me, is hacking and coughing the entire freaking flight.
You must bring this on. You must manifest. You must put this out there in the universe because that's what you always tell me.
I am. I'm manifesting that because I'm so paranoid about not getting COVID again or getting the flu again that I'm flying and I just go, please.
Does it even matter anymore getting COVID again? It's getting the flu.
No, you get very sick.
I mean, we got very sick and we had the flu.
I know.
We didn't have COVID.
But COVID has like lingering effects.
Does it though at this point?
Of course it does. You know that.
Mae the flu does too.
No, I don't think so.
You don't
so.
Think COVID's just I think dwindled COVID, down into being just the flu?
It might at some point, but I think COVID, it changes everything. It gives you GI tract issues. It gives you a lot of
But is
like,
that still the case?
Issues,
is that still proven?
Brain fog.
I don't know. I don't know if it still is that
I
way.
I believe it.
I'm
Anyways,
not too
I don't
sure
want to get
that.
It again. That's my point.
It's impossible. We're going to all get it again. We have friends that are dealing with it now that still have it again.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe we're still even talking about COVID at this point. It's
I don't
so
think COVID
wild.
Is ever going to go away. I have a question for you, Eric. So somebody here on X wrote, Ken getting nominated and not Barbie is honestly so fitting for a film about a man discovering the power of patriarchy in the real world.
Patriarchy.
What do you have to say about that?
No, it's kind of funny that it's a show that was making fun of men in this world. Right. And like this sort of chauvinistic space. And then, you know, it's about female empowerment. And then the female does not get
and
nominated.
He gets
and
a
the
nomination.
Man gets nominated. That is ironic. I didn't even think about that.
How crazy is that?
I didn't even think about that. That's
Margot,
a valid point.
You did your thing. We love you. Listen, she produced the movie as well. She made so much money that she's probably going, go ahead. Everybody can get nominated. I could care less. I'm the one laughing my way to the bank.
Yeah. I don't think I'm sure it hurts a little bit and she's bummed out, but it's. You know.
Think so?
I mean, you put all your heart and soul into that and your co-stars get nominated. I'm sure you're happy and proud of them. But at the same time, you're like, wow, that was a big snub. I'm sure it has to bother.
And Jillian Michaels has come out. You know Jillian Michaels from The Big Loser? Mm-hmm. Is that the name of the show?
Yeah.
The Biggest Loser. The Biggest Loser. She's a phenomenal trainer. Mm-hmm. So she is swinging against Ozempic. But Dr. Dubrow came on TMZ Live to talk about why the drug is considered a miracle.
Why?
Because people are losing weight left and right.
But aren't people just going to put weight back on as soon as they stop Ozempic?
I mean, I think so, because the whole thing is
it just curbs your appetite. You don't feel like eating. Appetite.
But then if you want to eat again, then I guess you have to.
If you don't learn how to eat the right way and healthier choices, aren't you just going to fall back? It's going to come back, all of it.
I guess so.
I don't know. This is tough. No Ozempic for you. You need to not
I'm
worry,
too skinny.
Not
why would I want that. It?
You have some burger Ozempic.
Some burger Ozempic? You're so
joking.
Wow,
I'm
guys.
Joking. You look beautiful.
Why? You know what?
Beautiful.
I get a lot of compliments
you
from all the places.
You look absolutely beautiful.
So I don't care.
You look absolutely beautiful. I'm joking.
Thank you.
And I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus?
It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.